This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Most economists expect a recession by early next year, so a lot of people are going to be watching as a new jobs report comes out today. The AP's Donna Warder.
Economists surveyed by data provider FactSet expect today's jobs report to show that employers added 200,000 jobs last month. That would be down from an average of 372,000 in the previous 3 months. But the Federal Reserve would likely welcome any indication that employers are slowing their hiring as a sign that high inflation that has been gripping the economy might soon begin to ease. And the addition of 200,000 jobs would still represent a healthy gain and would suggest that employers still feel the need to fill many jobs.
The FBI is warning of a threat to synagogues in New Jersey. The FBI is not saying who made the threat or why. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The FBI says it has received credible information about a threat to synagogues in New Jersey. The FBI's statement characterizes it as a broad threat. There was no mention of a specific synagogue. The statement urged all synagogues to take security precautions to protect their community and facility.
The Brooklyn Nets suspended Kyrie Irving for at least 5 games without pay after he refused to apologize for posting a link to an anti-Semitic work on his Twitter feed. Irving has now apologized on Instagram. The CDC calls it a leading preventable cause of death, alcohol. And now a new report says the rate of deaths that can be directly blamed on alcohol rose nearly 30% during the first year of the COVID pandemic. South Korea scrambled military aircraft this morning after spotting North Korean warplanes flying in North Korean territory. That appears to be a show of strength. In the World Series, the Astros now lead the Phillies 3-2. The Astros beat the Phillies 3-2 last night. This is AP News. The latest now in a high-profile trial. The AP's Tim McGuire.
Prosecutors rest their case in the trial of members of a radical right group in connection with the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Federal prosecutors spent 5 weeks building their case against Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes and 4 of his followers charged with seditious conspiracy for their roles in the Capitol insurrection. The case includes testimony from other members of the right-wing group and evidence including text messages and videos. His lawyers say Rhodes is expected to testify in a defense centered around former President Donald Trump. They say Rhodes believed Trump was going to invoke the Insurrection Act to put down what he saw as a coup by Democrats. If convicted, Rhodes and the others could get 20 years in prison. Tim McGuire, Washington.
CNBC is canceling Shepard Smith's nightly TV news program after 2 years. The network says it wants to focus on business news. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.